At the cattle industry convention, I'm visiting with Mike Appley. First of all, tell me where you're from and what you do.
I'm a clinical pharmacologist, food animal production medicine specialist at Kansas State University, College of Veterinary Medicine.
Well, here at the conference, you are going to be doing a presentation for a group of dairy producers, but they're also beef producers as well, as we all know. What kind of message do you have for them here?
Well, there's two big real topics we're going to talk about. One of them is going to be antibiotic resistance and what's being expressed as concerns, especially in the most recent cephalosporin extra-label drug use prohibition order from the FDA-CVM. And then the second is the residue issues in call dairy cows and veal calves and what we need to do as an industry to make those go away.
I think that's a great to delve into that just a little bit here, looking at the research you talked about.
Well, one of the unique things about dairy cattle is a lot of the treatment that occurs in a sick dairy cow happens immediately prior to her being culled from the herd as opposed to beef. And then also the immediacy of collecting milk. So there's some immediacy issues that really affect dairy that don't the others. And the residue issue is one, in my opinion, of making sure veterinarians are involved in the treatment decisions and the actual treatments and that they are overseeing the adherence to the regulations, because avoiding residues is as simple as adhering to the withdrawal time and having your records.
Yeah. So how can this information be used by this group to help them in terms of marketing their product, for example, then?
Well, the marketing thing is really from a pull side and people maintaining confidence in the product. And in my opinion, it's going to be a heavy influencer of packers and retailers determining the value proposition of beef that comes from a dairy origin. So when you start looking at the pull side, the number one thing they can do is make sure their own house is in order. And then number two is, as an industry, the attendees this morning need to go out and make sure that they and their colleagues in industry are very intolerant of anyone who's not doing it right.
For those who can't be with us here today, is there a place they can go to find out more about this information?
I know the dairy groups are being incredibly active in it, as is the AABP. The first stop's your veterinarian. And challenge your veterinarian and what they can do for you and what they know. And if you're not satisfied with the depth of knowledge they're displaying on it, sometimes you need to look for one that's really dedicated to the production systems you're working in. But the number one step, if they do anything after hearing this, is talk to your veterinarian and ask him what's going on with cephalosporins, what's going on with the residues, are we doing everything we can? And the first question on that is, do we have written protocols for how we're going to use drugs in this herd? And have we agreed on them, and have we trained everyone? Do we routinely train on them? If the answer to that's no, the big first step is right there, because 70% of the residues in call dairy cows that happened between 2005 and 2008 had no veterinarian involved. That's the big first step.
So listen to your veterinarian. Actually, go talk to your veterinarian.
Yeah. Yeah. To get that conversation going. And this isn't just a plug for us to have business. In today's environment and moving forward, we're going to have partnerships between producers and veterinarians. As a veterinarian myself, I constantly go to other veterinarians and PhDs and producers for input on how things actually work and the detailed evidence. Producers and veterinarians need to both get together to have those types of resources available to them. There's so much to know today.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to your presentation here. We are at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zell.